The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
The Michigan Science Center is bringing a traveling science program to Southeast Michigan this summer. In fact, it kicks off this weekend. And here to tell us more about it from the Michigan Science Traveling Science Program is Anna Sterner. Anna, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us today.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about the Traveling Science Program. How does this work?
Yeah, Traveling Science is a awesome program that we offer. So we know that lots of people host summer programs over the summer, so this is a great time of year for Traveling Science. And it actually allows us to take all of the really cool stuff that happens normally inside the Michigan Science Center, things like giant large-scale science demonstrations or slime-making workshops or liquid nitrogen demonstrations, things like that. We can actually pack them up in our Traveling Science van and take them all around the state. So this is a really exciting week for us because we actually have a brand new sponsor. So the program has a whole new name, our Aramco Traveling Science Program. We have a brand new van and a brand new kit of programs that's going to allow us to reach all 83 counties of Michigan if people want us to come out.
Well, they will. I think that you'll. How have requests been going? Are you getting a lot of response?
We have been. I think we made the announcement about the program last week, and the response has been just amazing. We've been getting inquiries from people who we've visited in the past. So last year, like most places, many programs had to shut down, including ours, for a short period of time. But programs are reopening this year. I think that we're all finding ways to do that safely. And people are super interested in having us back, and we could not be more excited. We're headed back to the UP for a week in July. But, of course, we're doing programs right in Southeast Michigan as well. So we're visiting library programs, summer camp programs, even elementary schools who are hosting summer school or summer enrichment programs. We've got a program at just about every price level for just every age range that you could possibly think of. We just want to take all the wonder that happens inside the Michigan Science Center and bring it to people wherever they're at.
What are some of the things, some of the activities that people will experience with this?
This year, our brand new kit of programs is called See Yourself in STEM. So we really took a hard look at thinking about how we can encourage people to see themselves in STEM, no matter what they look like or what their interests might be. We want people to know that there's a STEM career or some sort of avenue of STEM that's just for them. So we have a brand new kit of activities called Science Palooza, and there's 10 hands-on activity stations that we can set up in an indoor or an outdoor space, and participants can try all 10 activities. And the cool thing about that one is that each activity is actually paired with a lesser-known scientist or inventor, someone who's really affected STEM history, someone who's probably invented something that you didn't even know that they invented, or you've never even heard of this person before. But we make sure that we're highlighting women in STEM. We're highlighting some really amazing child inventors, so people who are still not even in college yet, but are already changing the world. And so our goal is to just make sure that people can try these activities and really picture themselves and how they might change the world one day.
Well, and that really can spark a child's imagination when they get their hands on this kind of, science, equipment and technology. It can really get them thinking about what they might want to do.
Yeah, we really hope so, right? That's the goal of a science center, right? Is that we do a lot of in-school learning, but the goal of a science center really isn't to quiz you on what you've learned. It's not to test you on what you've read in a book. It's to allow you to have these experiences that kind of open up your eyes to what the possibilities are and what you really are just interested in beyond what you have to learn in school.
If there are organizations that want to have this traveling science program come visit, if it's for a day camp of some kind, a library, a community event, what do they need to do?
Just visit our website. So if you go to the Michigan Science Center's website, that is mi-sci.org. If you visit our website and you do a search for Aramco Traveling Science, you can find our entire catalog of programs, and you can fill out a form so that you can request information about selecting some dates or telling us what your students might be interested in, and that would be the best way for us to start planning a visit out to your group.
Well, the timing for this is so perfect because I know a lot of people in education are talking about the fact that students have fallen a little bit behind in the last year and the need to address that during the summer through different kinds of programs. This sounds like it fits right in with what a lot of educators want to try and accomplish this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Summer is not a time to stop learning, but it's definitely maybe a time to take a break from virtual stuff. And so our goal with Aramco Traveling Science is that we can do some in-person stuff with people. We've really worked to make sure that we're doing this safely and making sure that we're just giving people something fun. But we are hosting a kickoff event this Saturday at the Science Center as well. You can get tickets for that online as well if you visit our website or if you check us out on social media. We've been posting links about it. But we're hosting a kickoff event this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. We'll be parking the brand new Aramco van outside so people can take a look at it. It looks really cool. It's all covered in space stickers now. And they can actually try some of these activities that we're talking about. And you'll also get admission to the Science Center on Saturday as well.
Sounds like fun. Check it out. Anna, thanks for telling us about this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, every time. Let me know.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.